The story of Joseph goes on for many chapters, and we're going to read part of chapter 43 today. You know, Joseph ended up in what land far away from home? What was the name of that land? Yes?
Egypt.
Egypt. Yes. And was he welcome there? Was it a good place for him to be?
A bad place.
It was a bad place, especially at first. But then what happened? Because it changed, didn't it? It wasn't all bad, because even while Joseph was falsely accused and he ended up in prison, the Lord gave him a special gift to be able to understand something. Yes?
Understand dreams,
exactly. So he must have had some sense of his first dreams, but probably it was not clear to him yet how his dreams were going to be fulfilled. But he could clearly understand the dream of the butler and the baker. We know the butler was hung. That's what his dream represented. But the baker was hung, but the butler was returned into the service of the Pharaoh. And then the Pharaoh has dreams. And it was the meaning of those dreams were that there would be 7 years of something followed by 7 years of something else. Do you know what those 7 years were? Yes? Drought and famine. At first, there would be plenty, and during those years of famine, there would be a gathering in of all the produce of the land. And then there would be 7 years of terrible famine where there wouldn't be food growing, so that they would have to rely on the food that they had stored. So because Joseph could see this and perceive the meaning of the dream, Pharaoh raised him up to be the lord of the land. So meanwhile, back in Joseph's home, there was also a famine, wasn't there? So what did they choose to do because of a famine? Yes? Okay, so Jacob would send 10 of his sons. Why 10? That's right. Joseph, they thought, was dead. And because Joseph was gone, Jacob did not want to send Benjamin, his youngest son, the brother of Joseph. So he sent the 10 brothers, and they went there, and the Pharaoh accused them of being spies to spy out the land. And they said, "We are true brothers. We are good men. We are 12 sons of a man who's old back in the land of Canaan." So what did Joseph do? He insisted that one of them stay. That was going to be Simeon. And they were not to come back unless they had their youngest brother, Benjamin, with them. So they got their food. They went back to their father. Their father was very upset because now only was Joseph gone, now Simeon was taken from them. So here's where we pick up the story. "And the famine was grievous in the land, and it was when they completed eating the produce which they had brought from Egypt, and their father said to them, 'Return, purchase for us a little food.' And Judah spoke to him, saying, 'Testify,' and the man did testify to us, saying, 'You shall not see my face without your brother with you. If you will send our brother with us, we will go down and purchase food for thee.'" So Judah is saying, we need to bring Benjamin down if we're going to see that man and be able to get any more food. So Judah continues, "And if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said to us, 'You shall not see my face without your brother with you.' And Israel said, 'The father, Why do you do evil with me to tell the man whether you had yet a brother? And they said, asking the man asked us as to our birth, saying, is your father still alive? Have you a brother? And we told him according to the mouth of these words, knowing, could we know that he would say, bring your brother down? And isn't it understandable that Joseph would want to know about how his father was doing? And he saw 10 brothers, but he didn't see Benjamin, so certainly he would want to know if Benjamin was still alive. Well, we'll keep reading. And Judah said to Israel, his father, send the boy with me, and we will arise and go, and we will live and not die, both we and thou, and also our infants. I will be surety for him, for my hand shalt thou seek him. If I bring him not to thee and set him before thee, then I shall be sinning to thee all the days. Except we had lingered, surely we had now returned these two times. You see, Judah understood that his father did not want to let Benjamin go to Egypt. But what were their choices? They had to have food, and going to Egypt was the only way they knew that they could have food for themselves, for their families. So Judah took on that responsibility. I will be surety for him. Judah was promising that he would do everything possible to bring Benjamin home to his father. And their father Israel said to them, if this be so, then do this. Take of the song of the land in your vessels and bring the man down a gift offering, a little balm and a little honey, aromas and stacte, pistachios and almonds. So they weren't going to go to this man, the ruler of Egypt, empty-handed. They were going to gather up the good things that they had to offer that man. And take double silver in your hands, and the silver that was returned in the mouth of your bags. Carry it back in your hand. Peradventure, it was an error. Because you know, when they came back from Egypt, all the money that they had given in payment for the food, they discovered back in their sacks. So the father said, receive your brother and arise and return to the man. And God Shaddai give you compassions before the man and send you and your brother and Benjamin. And I, as I have been bereaved, I shall be bereaved. So he's saying, I'm filled with grief and perhaps I'll be filled with even more grief, but this is what we must do. And the men took this present, and they took double silver in their hand and Benjamin and rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. And Joseph saw Benjamin with them, and he said to him who was over his house, bring the men to the house and butcher and prepare, for the men shall eat with me at noon. So here we see that they were going to be afraid to go to this man, but the man sees Benjamin. Joseph sees his brother. And so happy is he to see them that he tells his servant, prepare a feast. We are going to have a wonderful meal together. So that's what happens. They don't know it's Joseph yet, but they're getting closer, aren't they, to a time when they will see and know their brother Joseph. Amen.